One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were playing cards when his girlfriend stared at something behind him and said, "A little girl is smiling at me through the window."
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That gives me the creeps. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if being a premium subscriber interests you, you get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, see if you like it, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. And,
woo.
You know,
I'm already scared right, on this one.
Even if it was an actual kid, right now it's middle of the day. And if I look out my front porch, say, and there's a little girl standing there smiling at me, that would freak me out. Now, if it was one of the neighbor kids down the street who I adore, I would be like, oh, they came over to visit. That's sweet. But if I didn't know the kid and she's just standing there smiling at me, oh my God.
You know, there's just a really creepy thing about windows and seeing somebody looking in a window.
And creepy children. Why? Because children shouldn't creep me out, but
no.
Come on. You shouldn't be in my yard
but I
smiling
think,
at me.
For one thing, children shouldn't be alone, right? So our radar goes up immediately, like something's horribly wrong here.
Oh, and then I'd be like, it's a black-eyed child.
Right? And so that's why when you said that, the story, I'm like, did she have black eyes?
Oh, my that God.
Oh.
And if you haven't listened to that episode yet about the black-eyed kids, we did it. And it's just called Encounters with Black-Eyed Kids. Listen to it. I thought it was really interesting. And then there's a whole episode about black-eyed kids on the Grave Talks.
Mm-hmm.
But something about just seeing a kid just like where they shouldn't be and they're smiling at you and they shouldn't be out there smiling at you. And how can you see me inside my house? And,
Exactly.
So here is the story. It says, ever since I could remember, I've had paranormal experiences. Everything from seeing shadow people and objects being thrown, sometimes at me, to seeing, in quotes, things that could not be explained. I'm also somewhat of an empath, mostly emotional feelings that aren't mine. I can't even go into a graveyard without having what I could best describe as a body high, to the point I nearly pass out. Out of all my experiences, one incident still gives me the chills to this day, even as I'm typing out this story. It was the summer of 2005. I was a few months into being 21 years old. I was working in an antique shop, which I have a couple stories for a later date. Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting place to work when you got a whole bunch of potentially haunted objects. And then it says he was fronting a local punk band, and I think that's a typo. I think it's punk. In Bremerton, Washington, and had met an awesome girl out of an unfortunate tragedy. We were going steady for a few weeks when she invited me to stay the weekend at her dad's house, seeing he was out of town. It was in a rural area called Seebeck. To give you an image of how rural it was, the closest neighbors were about 100 yards with trees and brush in between each property. The house sat on about 1.5 acres of land surrounded by forest on three sides. Most of the residents were elderly and retired. The house was a single-level, rambler-esque style home. My bandmates and I arrived at her house early afternoon, 2 to 3 o'clock. We showed up with a case of beer and started listening to vinyl records and drinking. After a few beers, nature decided to call. I asked where the bathroom was. My girlfriend pointed me to the first door on the right. I went in, did my business, and washed my hands. It was nice to know that. As soon as I walked out of the bathroom, I was instantly hit with an awful feeling in my gut. It felt like a painful mixture of fear, hate, disgust, sorrow, and anguish. As I'm doubled over, trying not to pass out and puke at the same time, my girlfriend noticed me and came and helped me up. My bandmates were too involved in a discussion of the music they were listening to notice what was going on. As I got up, I noticed a door right in front of me, and I felt like this intense feeling was emanating from that door. I told her I was fine, and I just got dizzy for a second and proceeded to ask her what that door led to. I looked at her face, and she had this shocked look, almost morose, and she asked me why. Not wanting to freak her out, I told her, just curious. She looked at the ground and softly said, "It's my brother's room." I asked her what happened to him, and she told me that he moved out a couple of years prior to going to college out of state. I was surprised by her response, considering how she was acting. So, of course, curiosity got the best of me, and I asked her if I could take a peek, and she answered, "I wouldn't." So now my curiosity was even greater. As I reached for the doorknob, she stepped back like she was expecting something to jump out at us. I opened the door and looked inside. It looked like a normal teenager's room except for one thing. Every item in the room was piled in the middle of the room. It was like it was there to be lit on fire. That's really weird. I closed the door after a few seconds, still having that horrible feeling in my gut, and we joined everyone in the living room, drank a few more beers, and left to go play the show. Fast forward to 5 hours later, we arrived back at her house, a couple cases of beer in our hands, and mates in tow. We started to listen to music and reminisce about the show we had just played, and after a couple of hours, my bandmates left to go to another party in the next town over. With some beer left over, my girlfriend and I decided to play rummy. It's just us in the house. We played a few hands, just talking and joking around, when I started to tell her my experience I'd had earlier in the day. At this point, it was about 1 a.m. She said, "That doesn't surprise me," and went on to tell me that her brother was really heavy into black magic and the occult. She didn't go into much detail, but did mention her brother attempted to summon spirits and more nasty, darker things. I was on the edge of my seat, hanging on to her every word. A few hands later, we decided we wanted to go smoke outside, but didn't want to leave the hand unfinished. I pulled a card out of the pile. It was a six of spades. I had two other sixes in my hand. I laid down the three of a kind and discarded them. I looked down at the cards, softly chuckled, and looked up at her to see her move. Her face was pale white, and she was staring at me wide-eyed and frightened. Then I realized she wasn't looking at me, but behind me. She turned her attention to me, looking at me quizzically, and she whispered in a scared voice, "A little girl is smiling at me through the window." I don't know if I sounded scared, but I tried.
You did. Thanks. You did. It was good.
I slowly turned around. I looked at the window she's staring at, and I saw nothing. The thing about the window, it's at the top of a 7-foot-tall door. I turned back around. She started proclaiming she really saw her smiling menacingly at her. I assured her that she wasn't crazy and that she probably saw the girl, even though I didn't. We sat in disbelief for a moment, went to open another beer, and we heard a giggle coming from the direction of the window. That was it. We jumped up from the table, ran to her room, hid under the blankets on her bed. We poked out our heads to smoke cigarettes, hearing a little girl's voice singing outside. I mustered up enough bravery to peek out the window, seeing nothing but still hearing the singing like it was right outside the window. This continued for 2 hours until we finally fell asleep when the sun came up. That's one of the many experiences I've had in my life. I hope you enjoyed reading it. I'll write in more at a later date. Love the show. Appreciate what you do. That was from Chris. And I don't know if Chris is a guy or a girl. But, oh my God, that would freak me out. It almost sounds like kind of like a black-eyed kid. But they only saw one of them. And What was up with a kid singing, like for 2 hours, hearing a kid singing?
Well, and it could have been black-eyed, but it almost sounds more like a spirit than a black-eyed kid, because the black-eyed kid would be asking, can I come in? You know, all the regular black-eyed kid stuff. And this one was just being kind of like that weird ghost kind of happy kid, but it's like they're trying too hard to be a happy
See,
kid.
See, I don't think it was a spirit of a little girl at all. I think it was something mimicking a little girl, presenting as a little girl. I think it was something much darker.
Because, you know, when they do this kind of weird, like smiling through the window or giggly or doing this, it's like they're trying to be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
But then it's torment. You know, if you're laying there listening to that and you're hearing this kid singing for hours, and she saw the kid at the top of the window, like the kid can't even physically be there.
No.
So, you know, it was not a child. It was some sort of, I think it was something evil.
Yeah, I do too.
But what did it want with them? You know, it's like just to torment them, I guess.
And I'm assuming things happened in that house quite a bit because she was already like, I wouldn't open up that door, you know, so I would assume that things happened periodically in that house.
That would piss me off if, you know, I have to live in this house, too. You don't get, you know, Kathy, if you and I ever lived together,
right,
I'd be like, you do not get to practice dark arts in this house. You cannot summon evil spirits. You know, we all live here.
Right. Or go
cut that shit out.
Go somewhere else where they like that.
Yeah.
You know,
do it at your friend's house. Don't do that shit here.
That's so weird.
Ah, that's so creepy.
Oh, that was creepy.
Okay, here is our next story.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So this is a story. It took place about 12 years ago in a town called Akron, Ohio, at a hospital called St. Thomas, the birthplace of Alcoholics Anonymous. Dr. Bob worked on the second floor there and in the chapel, and led the original Alcoholics Anonymous meetings at his home, and then moved them to St. Thomas Hospital. So I was an orderly working the ER on the midnight shift in this hospital that was originally a nursing school for nuns. And my job was to clean the bays and make sure everything was tidy, 7P to 7A, right? So occasionally, a orthopedics hospital called Crystal Clinic would have us clean their surgical bays in the basement if they had a later surgery after their techs had gone home. And I would get a note that I was to go down. I had a key to their bay. Only I and the police had a key to their bay at night, and I would go in and I would clean, and then I would leave, turn around, lock, and go back upstairs. As you can imagine, walking around in a creepy old hospital on midnight shift was not something I liked to do. Additionally, the morgue was a right-hand turn, and St. Thomas, Crystal Clinic's, was a left-hand turn, and then radiology was straight ahead. Now, if you walked to radiology, there was a hallway that hooked left, and dead-ended into next day recovery for Crystal Clinic. And I did not have a key for that particular wing. Only the police did. So I got a message to go down and clean. I opened it up. The surgery bays were, there were eight of them, four on each side of a hallway, and all of them had retractable curtains so you could look if you opened all the curtains from the front to the back. So I would go down because it's creepy. I would pull all the curtains. I would turn all the lights on. I would clean the bay or two bays or three bays, whatever needed to be done. And then I would one by one shut off the lights, pull the curtains, going back to the door, turn around, inspect to make sure I had done so, go back, lock the door, jiggle the handle, make sure it was closed, and then head back upstairs. Well, one night, after, you know, getting into my shift, I had a note on my locker, hey, you forgot to turn off the radio in bay six. You know, don't do that. The nurses don't like people being there to begin with after shift, and we want to keep them happy. Because in every surgery bay, there's a boom box that the doctors can listen to, the surgeons can listen to while they're operating, right? And they're up on like a corner shelf, you know, 7 feet up in the air. I'm 6'4". I could reach up. I could turn them on. I could turn them off because they have the remotes, right? So no problem. Go back down next week, turn everything on, pull all the curtains, turn the radio on, turn the radio off, et cetera, going back, listen, right? Head back. Get into work the next week. There's a note. Hey, you did it again. This time you left three radios on. And if you do this again, I'm going to have to write you up. Okay. So annoyed. I go down the next week. You might ask, well, why would you turn any radio on? Well, I was curious. So I do my thing, turn on the radios. When I'm done, unplug every single stereo. And then make my way back. Now, I knew that I would probably get in trouble for unplugging the radios, but at least I'd know, right? That either the nurses were messing with me or something like that. I could say, aha, they couldn't have been on because they were unplugged. So the next day, note, pink slip. Hey, I had to write you up because you left three radios on and four lights. And when you left, the door was unlocked, which I know is not possible unless the Akron PD had went down there and did something. I asked them, they did not. Well, sometime after that, going out, I saw a radiology tech walk past me to go to radiology. And I figured that's odd. It's midnight. They hate being down there. They generally only come down when they have to take somebody to get x-rays. Then they'll go right back up and hang with the nurses upstairs in the ER. So I went to go say, you know, hi to Jenny. We'll call her Jenny. I follow her down and I make that left in the hallway and there's no lights. I walk to the door that's always locked and there's nobody there. The only place that somebody could have gone was past me in a 4 foot hallway or through a door that I nor anyone else has a key for except Akron PD. And looking back, I do remember that she had like a head covering on, which of course in modern hospitals, all the girls wear ponytails and have scrubs. They don't wear hair. They don't wear things to keep their hair back. But I remember her looking like one of the nurses that you would see in the pictures from the old times where the nuns doubled as nurses and they were trained there. So just a bizarre time. I left shortly after that, but it was a bizarre time. You know, working in a haunted hospital. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I can imagine. How do you explain that to people? Because he got written up.
Yeah.
And it's, how do you prove it? It's like, I did not do that. When I left, I had it locked. There was no lights on, you know.
Well, and when someone says, do this or we're going to write you up, you're going to make darn sure, right? You're going to. I mean, it's really in your mind. There's no just happening to leave stuff on.
That's but, so weird.
You know, on the other hand, the people that wrote him up, they have to know that place is haunted as hell.
Don't you think they would?
Like, they go downstairs by themselves, would they? I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, you maybe know? His manager.
I think he was really brave.
Maybe his manager was just a total asshole. And it was like, I don't feel it. What's the matter with you?
You know, I mean, everyone that worked down there, the surgeons, the nurses, all the tech people, the radiology people, everybody that worked down there, they all had to have known.
Other people had to have had experiences, I would think. Or were these particular spirits just taunting him and targeting him because they didn't like him for whatever reason? So he'd get fired or he'd quit.
I'm guessing this was ongoing, that this stuff happened all the time.
See, that's kind of what I feel. Except he had the boss who was just an asshole and didn't believe in any of it. It's like, you're fired.
I agree. Get out of but here. He saw a ghost down there.
Yeah, he did.
And so I'm thinking that there's probably these spirits that are walking. We hear these hospital stories all the time.
All the time.
You know.
But that would be so frustrating, too. It's like, I am trying to do my job. Quit already. I'm having write-ups because of you.
Yeah.
That's just bad.
Seriously. I just can't believe how brave he was just to go down there and
hats
clean
off.
That up. Oh, my
hats
goodness.
Off. Ooh. Thank you for writing or for calling that in. I really appreciate it. One more, and it says, hey, guys, I've been listening to this podcast for a little over a year now. I enjoy listening to other people's experiences with the paranormal and was lucky enough to never experience it myself until about a month ago. It was mid-morning when my experience happened. My husband had gone out to brunch with his friend while I stayed home and got ready for the company we were having over soon. I was in our master bathroom listening to some music when I heard a male's voice. Since I was listening to music, I ignored it, thinking it was just the song. A few minutes later, I heard the voice again, but this time my dog started to howl. We recently taught her to speak on command, so she will howl on command or whenever someone approaches her. I paused the music, listened to my dog howling, and I could hear a male voice saying, "Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy." I guess it would be, "Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy." I didn't recognize the voice, so I decided to text my husband to check to see if he and his friend had decided to bring their brunch here to eat. However, he texted me back saying they had just been seated at the restaurant. With this knowledge, I texted him back and I told him someone was in the house and I needed him to get home. As I sat in the bathroom, I could no longer hear the voice, but I could hear footsteps on our wood flooring outside of our bedroom. I grabbed my gun from our closet where we kept them and was ready to defend myself in case whoever was in my house decided to come into my room, when all of a sudden, everything stopped. The voice stopped, my dog stopped howling, and I could no longer hear anyone walking. A few minutes later, I heard the garage door open and my husband and his friend walked into the house. I heard my husband calling for me, so I came out to see there was no one in the house. All of the doors were still locked. My dog was lying by the sliding door, which was also locked, and all of the windows were closed. There was no sign that anyone had been in the house. My husband and his friend went through every room and all of the closets, checking to make sure there was no one hiding anywhere and no one to be found. Our house was only built 2 years ago and we're the first owners, so no one died in the house. However, I researched the land our house sits on and found some interesting information. Not only was the land our house sits on part of a military base up until about 20 years ago, but it was an internment camp where prisoners of World War II were kept. We were not told this when we started building our house. I haven't had any other experiences since that, and I hope I don't have any more. And they wanted to remain anonymous. Don't you suppose that had everything to do with the internment camps?
Well, I guess I don't know. I wonder if anybody else in this area that built a house on that has had anything too.
And I wonder too, if it could be that whole thing could have been connected to the day it was, like more of a residual thing. But she did hear, hi Emma, hi puppy. That's weird.
That's why I said, I'm not totally convinced it has anything to do with that.
Me too.
Because,
I forgot about
because
that
of
part.
The personal, you know.
Oh, that's funny because it does say it just said anonymous, but then it says, hi, Emma. So I'm assuming Emma is her name.
It just felt more personal than that. Is there some sort of spirit that's walking around that house and seeming to know them now? And that would make me think it's
a loved one.
Yeah, it almost feels more like that. Like the that maybe it was somebody that she had known and lost and, you know, somehow was there briefly and maybe isn't. That's it.
That might be all there hopefully. Is. Well, and it sounds like she does not want any more experiences anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully that's all she will ever get.
Yeah. And maybe that is just it.
But that's one of those situations that would be absolutely terrifying because you think someone is in your house.
Yeah. She heard footsteps.
Footsteps. They're talking to the dog. Mm-hmm. It's not her husband. Nobody was in the house.
Scared enough to go get a gun. That's pretty frightened.
And, you know, the one thing it could be is that maybe someone did come in the house and think maybe it was another friend and they just came in the house thinking they were home and didn't see anybody home. I don't like anybody walking into my house, but maybe a door was unlocked and they walked in and then they left, you know, walked around looking for her.
But why would they say, hi, Emma, and then not follow up with,
wonder if maybe the dog's name was Emma. Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy. Like something like that. Maybe. So maybe they were talking to the dog. So maybe it was a real person who came in and then left the way they came in. So there was no, maybe the door was left unlocked. Maybe the door was wide open and it was the neighbor. And they're like, what's going on over at their house? Hello, hello.
Well, that creeps me out too.
Either way.
Either way, I'm sort of, I don't know which one I'm actually more horrified about. I always think I'm more afraid of real people coming in. That's weird.
And I just remember, though, that one night when I came home from work, it was like, I don't know, a Saturday night. It was a year more ago. But I drove, so my house is dark. I always leave a light on in the front room. But I mean, it's nighttime. And my front door was wide open, which freaked me out. But I think it was all because leaving out the garage and the door wasn't completely shut, so the door opened.
Uh-huh.
That would freak me out if my neighbor Caesar was in my house.
Like, yeah.
You okay, Carol? Like and I know him. He would just be checking on me. He's super kind. But that would freak me out. And it freaked me out to see my door was open. So I know that a door can be open when you're not expecting, you know, you thought you shut it.
Yeah, because I know in yours, if you don't pull real hard, it's not going to latch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you go out the back door, it could cause that kind of effect that it, you know, the wind, you know, a gust goes through the house, you know, pushes the front door open as you're closing the garage door or whatever. Yeah. So I can see that happening. Man, I tell you, I would be kind of flipped out. But the guys said, and then maybe they left and pulled the door shut behind them.
Yeah.
And so it was locked again.
Exactly.
You know.
I don't know. There's one explanation. And it could have just been something taunting her and terrifying her. That could be the other explanation, too.
There's always that.
So if you have a real ghost story, let us know about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, there's no commercials, advanced episodes, access to thousands of episodes in the archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.